So as we just settle ourselves quietly this morning, just bring your attention to the breath as we've stretched our muscles and our limbs and we've started to breathe a bit more deliberately. Just allow yourself to very simply feel what that sort of conscious breath and that conscious movement have given you. So allow yourself to be aware of places in your body that might be stiff or be slightly painful having been worked over. And allow yourself to just breathe into any of those places. How do we take notice of, kindly, those places in ourselves which are hurting, whether those are physical or mental or emotional? And how do we bring attention to them and manage to stay present to whatever it is that we're noticing? And it may be that you're not noticing any aches or pains this morning. It may be that you're noticing the beauty of the sun and the quietness after the winds of the weekend. Maybe that you're noticing the music in the background. And maybe just that you're having that sense of it's good to be alive. Whatever it is that you're noticing, see if you can allow yourself to be really present to that noticing without judgment of whether it's good or bad. Your feet on the floor, feeling the sense of firmness of the floor, the texture of the carpet. Really being aware of your big toe. And the line of weight going through from the foot to the big toe back up the foot to the ankle. Pausing for a minute to marvel at the complexity and stability that the ankle gives us. When you think of the weight that it is carrying on top of it, and all the different activities that we expect it to support. And really, we are quite wondrously made. Bringing your attention up the leg, up the legs, through the calves, through the other complex joint of the knee. And when you think about each joint like that, about which ways your leg can bend and which ways it can't, in comparison to how your arms can move with greater mobility and less support. And just that sense of the design of us, how we're designed to support the function of each aspect of our body. And then coming up to the hip joint and the bowl of the pelvis. And again, the many functions of the pelvis, how it supports The spine supports the torso. It has areas of function of giving birth, of creating new life, of allowing this extraordinary thing of allowing the passage of a baby. It has the function of pleasure and bliss. It has the function of containing all that we need to excrete and get rid of in our bodies. And bizarrely all in sort of the same areas. Maybe just pause a second to just be present with that sort of sense of the functionality of our body, of the lower half of our body, and what ways you might connect to those different places. Your feet, your knees, your ankles, your hips. Your pelvis and all that it contains. And just see if anything comes up for you in terms of things that you either don't like or find difficult about your body and how you could be more present with that. What would it change? How you could care for. And how in a university we can sometimes be so concerned with things of the mind that we forget that we are flesh and blood and bone and sinew and nerve and hormones. Just taking a moment to really sort of feel in the lower half of the body, all those different layers, skin, the marvel of skin being cut and healing. Of muscle and blood and bone. And then allow your attention to go up the spine. To feel the support of your whole trunk. And as you go up, just being allowing yourself to be aware of the organs that are inside that area. So, bladder, stomach, liver, pancreas, lungs, heart, vocal cords. Up into your mouth and the tongue. The delicacy of the nasal passages and how they filter out dirt from the air that you breathe in. The extraordinary ability of the eyes. How we connect sight, colour to emotion, how we measure distance, how the eye informs so much of how we coordinate our bodies. And the sense of the inner ear, and the delicate sense of balance. And hearing. And the sense of taste in the mouth. Of texture. And then the extraordinary complexity of our brains, which I don't think we've even begun to really fully grasp. And how we're all just sitting here doing not very much on a chair on a Monday morning. And yet there's so much actually going on in those amazing bodies of ours. And just allowing yourself 3 deep breaths. As you really acknowledge the extraordinary nature of our bodies. And then just taking a couple of minutes to allow yourself to feel what it is that you need to appreciate more about yourself, whether it's your bodies, part of your body, whether it's your mind or your emotion. What is it that really needs to have your careful attention? Your gratitude. Your joy. And also your compassion. And before we finish, just take your attention out to the others in the room and acknowledge the presence and what it does for each of us to have the others here present in this way each week. And I have gratitude for the constancy of all of you. And for what it has done for me and what it continues to do for me in helping me to steer a path and to settle and to be present. And then just bringing your attention gently back to yourself and your feet on the floor, and finding a way into the week.